Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to guide women through intentional conversations with their subconscious. So I am super excited to introduce Janelle Fanay. Now, Janelle is a certified life coach, hypnotherapist, and Reiki worker. Now, her vision is to influence women who deal with anxiety, depression, and weight management to explore their subconscious to achieve optimal health on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. Now, Janelle's services are conducted on her model of PEACE, and that stands for pertinent questions are asked, evaluations of those answers are done, acknowledgement of any changes to be made, creation of an action plan together, and engage that action plan. Now, Janelle's clients walk away with a better relationship with their best advocate, themselves. Now, she firmly believes that ultimately, you are the only person that controls your peace. Well, welcome, Janelle. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy, for having me. I am so grateful that you have me here today, and I appreciate you inviting me as a guest.
I am just so excited to interview you here because I just love how you're helping so many women attain wellness through your holistic approach that includes co-creating an action plan. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Perfect. I am excited and I love that I am able to guide women through those intentional conversations.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll get more into that, exactly what that looks like and how that works. But top of mind for me is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own life coaching practice?
I would have to say my own personal struggles, being in a career where I was talking to people, always wanting to help people. I was in customer service for 20 years. And having a shift in what it is that I wanted to do and having a shift in some personal things that were going on with me made me realize that I've gone through a lot of personalized and trauma that I brought on myself with not knowing myself. So that caused me to want to help other women who I'm pretty sure have been in that same position as me.
Right. Yeah. I just love that, how you really had to address these things yourselves and go through this process of gaining that clarity and learning some expertise skills that you've then turned into a business and are making a huge difference with others. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and now, has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Definitely has. My practice, I've been practicing life coaching since 2017 professionally. Well, I won't say professionally, but out of school and having the business open and a consistent flow of clients since 2017. Okay. Initially, when I came into this, I thought I wanted to be that life coach that went out and was in an office and sat with someone every day and had that type of vision of clients. You know, I was saying in school, I want 5 and 10 clients a day. But after being in this field and after understanding the type of energy exchange that calls for, I definitely scaled back on the number of clients it is that I want to take on.
Right. Yeah, it is all encompassing and very consuming.
Definitely.
So have there been any big roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way, just besides realizing you needed to tone down the amount of clients that you're working with at any given time?
You know, Wendy, my biggest roadblock was myself, my negative self-talk, my self-doubt. I am and still am. I can't say that I've solved that issue. I just know how to recognize it now and try to nip it in the bud. But I am was my biggest roadblock. I'm a Virgo. I am by nature a perfectionist. So I felt like everything had to be perfect, 1, 2, 3, 4. And everything it is that I had thought I needed lined up for my clients to come in. Once I started getting clients, I didn't even use any of the information or any of the steps that I just spent so much time on. It just flowed better naturally without me using those things. So being able to understand when my fear was showing up, and it was showing up as negative self-talk. So once I understood that, I was able to get over that.
That is a powerful golden nugget right there. Just noticing when that negative chatter starts and calling yourself on it.
Yes.
That's the beginning of really tapping into the power that you have within yourself to just take charge and not let that limiting belief keep you where you're at. Well, that's probably giving you a lot of expertise that so many people can really benefit from, because that is, I believe, something that all of us struggle with, is just that negative self-talk and self-doubts.
Definitely. And that's where my intentional conversations come from. I ask those questions that are kind of hard for you to adjust on your own or address on your own, or that you may not want to address on your own. So I have those intentional conversations to help people understand what that negative self-talk is, to recognize that negative self-talk and try to get to the root of where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And again, not necessarily eliminating it, because life, you're not going to eliminate it. What I help you do is learn how to manage it and learn how to nip it in the bud and recognize what it is.
Mm. Oh, that's great. It doesn't sound so overwhelming when you put it that way, because sometimes just even getting to the core of what's causing that negative chatter to go on is something that a lot of people don't even have any idea how to get to that. So that's really a valuable technique that you're sharing. Now, you know, Janelle, you are obviously very powerful in this mode of coaching and providing these life skills for people and on a more holistic level. But I'm just curious, because you work with people to help them uncover their barriers that are preventing them from their health and wellness. But in rolling into the business side of things, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Absolutely.
Okay. I have of limiting, you know, those negative little voices that come up.
Exactly. I have always told myself, as far as a career is concerned, I'm not a salesperson. If this person doesn't want this, hey, I'm not going to push them to do it. I'm not this, I'm not that. Mm-hmm. What I did not learn or recognize, or well, I'll say what I didn't know coming into coaching and wanting to be having that entrepreneur sense, I'm selling myself on a regular basis. I'm selling my brand. That's all I'm doing is selling myself. So that whole part of selling, I had to get over, and I've had to stop myself from saying, I'm not a salesperson. That is my biggest hitch, is because I'm a very introverted person. Salespeople normally have to be initiators. I am not necessarily an initiator. I am definitely someone that loves for someone to come in and I'll jump in and take the reins.
Yeah, we all love those times.
Yeah. So getting over that initiating and being that salesperson in whatever career it is that you're going into, or if you have a brand, that's my biggest thing that I'm having to work on.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that is very common. You are not alone, Janelle. Well, would you like a little bit of sales coaching on that?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
I'll cover that a little bit because, you know, it's interesting to me because for me, that statement of I am not a salesperson, there's some resistance there, right? There's some sort of a limiting belief and a barrier that's at the root of that statement. You know, I'm not going to push them is what I heard you say also. And so right there, for me, it's like, whoop, you know, you have this story that you're telling about what a salesperson is.
Okay.
That type of person is not you. So the goal here is to bring out what can be more acceptable in your mind and more something that you get excited about that has the result of people wanting to work with you. And some people call that sales, but you don't want to call it sales because you've got some deep down resistance to some preconceived identity of what a salesperson is. So we just need to, you know, separate that and reconstruct a new identity that is more in alignment with you. And in talking with a prospective client, reframing, okay, I don't want to be a salesperson, but here we go. And right there, you're putting your foot on the brake.
Yeah.
The conversation. And so you're the expert at getting, peeling that back and getting to the core of that. So I'm not even going to go there, but I'll let you do that and ask those intentional questions. But in terms of reframing it to a way that might be a little bit more acceptable for you is I reference the whole enrollment conversation as really a prospect to client journey. You're helping people on a journey. The journey starts with them feeling a little bit of maybe confusion or lack of clarity about exactly what you do, what your process is all about, if it's something that is even going to sound good to them. You know, there's a lot of confusion, right? And resistance every time there's any sort of a opportunity for somebody to maybe have to make a buying decision. Mm-hmm. That's going to trigger their own set of stuff about money.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to understand that they're being triggered. They have different emotions and whatnot that are kind of rearing their head at the beginning of this prospect to client journey. And then it's up to you to step in with kind of a leadership role and just help them through this journey to a point where they have total clarity about what it is you do and whether or not it's going to work for them and what the outcomes are or working with you are. And how easy it is to basically, with the help of you, achieve these outcomes. And it gets them to a point where they have complete clarity of, yeah, this looks great. What's next? You know, it takes away all that resistance and mystery. So if you reframe the sales conversation in a way that you're just providing them with exactly what they need in order to make their decision to work with you or not, then it's just more of a really asking some intentional questions that allow them to express what their challenges are and what their ideal outcomes are and see if it's a good fit. So does that help shift your paradigm at all?
Wendy, I love that. The whole reframe the sales convo, the prospect to client journey.
Yeah.
That sounds much better to me as far as eliminating the word sales, because that's ultimately what it is. This is a journey within. This is a journey into yourself. This is a journey on a whole new relationship with your best advocate. So you have just struck something here with me.
Okay. Yes. And I'm still going to put the onus on you to get to the bottom of the resistance here as to what way back when created this reality for you that being a salesperson is bad, you know, and that it's pushing people. Because common, it's not just you, but it's very, very common. And typically it was just this old school approach to selling. And we've all experienced that kind of pressure, you know, how you feel like there's something that you don't really want to move forward with, this decision. And then lo and behold, this person that's providing this opportunity then just gets in your face and tries to change your mind. And it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine you ever doing that. Because first off, you don't want to work with a client that is in resistance of working with you. So there's no convincing. But
exactly.
Reframing the whole thing to where it's more of helping them through a leadership role to take their prospect to client journey. So hopefully that helps a little bit.
You did. I don't know if you could have heard my paper moving or not, but I definitely was taking notes.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Janelle, I am so curious here to see how you and your work are responding to this huge pandemic that's going on. I mean, it's rocking the world, right? In so many different ways. And with people, all their negative stuff is coming up and they've got health issues and heavens knows we have weight issues and anxiety and depression. Can you share with me a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted the work that you're doing?
Definitely. And to be honest, Wendy, it has not had a negative effect on Just Choose You. More than anything, what it's done is propelled me. As I stated before, I'm a very introverted person. So I do well on phone calls. I do well on Zoom calls. I do well on emails. For me, being in customer service for 20 years, I am already adapted to being on the phone with someone. Mm-hmm. So with the whole social distancing thing and the whole now everything moving to the internet and moving to different techniques of having people come together and still getting meetings done, this has pretty much answered of the anxieties that I had with meeting people in person. Right. So this has accelerated and it's propelled me, to be honest with you, because now everyone is more aware of maybe a couple of anxiety things that they're dealing with. They can't go anywhere. So you know what? She does virtual calls. She does virtual workshops. Let me give her a call or try to sign up with her. Nice. Because I was already offering these services either over the phone or over Skype or over a Zoom call. This helped me because I was already in this realm and this is really where my comfort zone is.
Yeah, that's great. And people are now more open to receiving expertise, coaching, you know, transformations through this mode, through
definitely
phone calls, Zoom, you know, web conferencing, that kind of thing. So it's really worked on your clients' behalf as well because they're more receptive.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Well, Janelle, how do you work with women who want to take a more holistic approach to their wellness as well as learn how to live more intentionally? Can you share a little bit more about your approach or philosophy?
My approach with my clients or anyone I speak with, my approach is keeping a journal. I am a firm believer in journaling because of the effects that it has had on my life and the results it's given for me. So I am a firm believer in keeping a journal. I am a firm believer in having those intimate, intentional conversations, hence the word intentional conversationalist. I kind of step away from the word life coach just because of the things that come along with it, the way TV has portrayed it now, the way that it's become just so commercialized. So I call it intentional conversationalist because that's what we're doing. We're having intentional conversations for clarity and getting those intimate questions asked in a safe space where you don't feel like you're being judged. You feel like you can be honest with yourself and open up. And journaling allows you to have those conversations.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Janelle, so how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I can be reached on social media at Just Choose You on Instagram, Just Choose You on Facebook. My website is justchooseyou.com. I am under Facebook as well, under Janelle Navira. For anyone that is interested in starting a journal or starting the process and they just don't know what to say or what to write down, that's one of the biggest things that I hear. I have a journal on Amazon.com, 30 Conversations with You. And again, you can search for it under my name, J-N-E-L. The last name is F as in Frank, U-N-N-Y-E.
All right. Fantastic. So that is justchooseyou.com or search on Instagram or Facebook with the same, Just Choose You?
Yes, ma'am, at Just Choose You.
Okay. And then, wow, that book sounds fantastic. 30 Conversations with You. And that's on Amazon.
Yes, ma'am.
Fantastic. You are a prolific person.
Thank you.
Well, Janelle, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom, but if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience and building your practice, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Wendy, I would have to say, keep pushing. If this is something that you feel in your heart, in your soul, that this is your purpose, even if you have to take a moment to breathe, keep pushing. It will happen.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, because it does seem to become unbearable blocks at times. And so I just love that, summing it up, just keep pushing. That's great.
Yes.
Love that. Fantastic. Well, Janelle, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your work in customer service for over 2 decades. You were in that role to now the important work that you're doing, combining this peace approach into your practice and helping people achieve their wellness and life ambitions through working with you. I just really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
I appreciate you having me, Wendy. Thank you so much. And as I always end my own, learn you, love you, live you, just choose you.
Ah, that's fantastic. I love that. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Janelle Fanay at justchooseyou.com.
Correct.
Search that on Instagram and Facebook. And then check out her book on Amazon, 30 Conversations with You. So really get to the bottom of intentional conversations with yourself, I guess would be a better way to put it, right?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, "Yeah, this sounds great. What's next?" So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning into today's episode with Janelle Fanay. And as always, here's to your success.